In the atmosphere of Jesus, nothing that is unholy survives. Nothing unholy survives. When you are here, sickness disappears. When you are here, atmosphere begins to change. Sophia da baby. Because I see Jesus seated on the throne. Come here. I see his angels ascending everywhere. I see the spirit breaking chains in this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kanyata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Emmanuel. Emmanuel. We want to see. We want to hear from you. Emmanuel. Emmanuel,
we want to see you. We want to hear from you. Emmanuel, Emmanuel, we want to see you. We want to hear from you. Yeshua.
Yeshua, Hamashiach, precious name.
Amen.
In the precious of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It is not to be here in the land of Obolo. We give God praise for making this a possibility. The Lord began us last night, and it was extraordinary. So people gave their hearts to Christ. Persons were healed, and Jesus was glorified. Tonight again, the Lord is here to do great things. So I charge you to be expectant. You've got to up your mind that my miracle is tonight. It's not for tomorrow. Tonight. And so if you are expectant, lift and give the Lord. You may be seated. Before I begin tonight, I want to honor sins and our beast. God bless you. Thank you so much. The Bible says to give honor to whom honor is due. And so we have some ministers of gospel here in our midst. Ministers of the gospel. Ministers that are living in this life. Ministers that are holding the flag of Jesus in this territory. In no particular order, but honoring everyone immensely. Can we?
All right.
I want to honor very quickly Professor Parker Joshua of RC. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for coming. We honor you. We also want to honor Pastor Ekimene Kenneth. The Lord bless you for your labors. Thank you for the sincere and strategic role you have played for this crusade to be a success. God bless you. I want to celebrate again Pastor Ekoro Joshua of Dominion of Praise.
Joshua, Dominion of Praise.
Again, I want to honor Pastor Cosmos Samuel of Spirit Life Embassy. I honor and celebrate Pastor Kingsley Abba of Dunamis Enugu Ezike. He's come to share fellowship with us tonight. The Lord bless you. Thank you for coming. I want to salute Pastor Gift Obadu of Foursquare
Gospel Church.
Thank you for coming. We are delighted to have you. Every minister of the gospel that is here with us tonight, we celebrate your labor of love. We thank you for coming out to share fellowship with us. Can you go ahead and clap hands to the Lord for their sacrifice in this time? Thank you. God bless you. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Very shortly, I want to share with us the word of the Lord. Last night, we began to consider and try to explain the personality that we have come to worship. We call him the God of Wonders. And in an attempt just to understand him, in an attempt to give definition to him, we decided to look through some scriptures. Even though it is futile to try to explain this God, In order to give direction to our worship, in order to give definition to our faith, it's needful for us to attempt to define Him. Because He has no beginning and no end, the only way we can attempt to understand Him is through the things that He does. Because the things that He do and does and will always do, there is no other personality that can do that. And so, for instance, yesterday, we read from Genesis chapter 1, verse
1.
The Bible said, in the beginning, it said, God created the heavens and the earth. And we said, that alone is enough to occasion worship to this God. Because as far as we know, the beginning is the origin. Nothing exists before the beginning. Except beginning is not what beginning is. If beginning is what beginning is, then beginning is the origin. Nothing exists before the beginning. But there is a God that is superior to the beginning.
There
is a God that existed before the beginning. Because even the beginning is a reference point in Him. So the very introduction of the Bible suggests to us that there is a supreme being that is outside our reference. And because it's outside our reference, the only thing we can do that is reasonable is to worship Him. The second thing we saw from that scripture is that they didn't try to introduce Him. Because you don't introduce the one that existed before the beginning. Everything and everyone came to meet Him is before everyone. Because He created us, we are all determined to know Him intrinsically. And so without an introduction, you know there is a God. The third thing we saw from that one verse of scripture, apart from the fact that He's bigger than the beginning, apart from the fact that He needs no introduction, is the fact that He created all things. Take a look around you for a second. Everything you are seeing, the ones that is touchable, the one that is tangible, and the one that is intangible, this God we are talking about created
Him.
And so because of this posterior scripture, we cannot but call Him the God of wonders. And I said, if it was before the beginning, that means there is no problem in your life that cannot be solved by Him. Because before that problem came, He was. And when that problem is gone, He will still be. Because He's the creator of all things, it means He has authority to permit and to fulfill. And so if there's anything in your life that He did not permit, He has the authority to forbid it. He doesn't need to seek permission from a doctor. He doesn't need to seek permission from a landlord. He doesn't need to seek permission from a deity. If He says yes, it's yes. If He says no, it's no. Nobody can question Him. Because He's the creator of the heavens and the earth. And so I give the decree to you tonight that affliction you have suffered till now, the God of heaven says enough is enough. The God of heaven says no to it tonight. It doesn't matter what the doctor says. It doesn't matter what men say. Tonight, God says an end to your affliction. If you are the one I'm talking to, you will jump up and shout hallelujah. Yeshua, I'm getting excited already. Because I know that even tonight, He will show Himself strong. You know, yesterday we said again, in order to further buttress that is a God of wonders, He began to decree impossible things. In Isaiah 7 verse 14, He told the prophet, tell the people, a virgin shall give birth. And the people were in bewilderment. They said, no, Lord. Virgins don't give birth. Because according to the law of reproduction, a woman must meet with a man. The sperm must fertilize the ovum before a child is born. If there is no interaction between a man and a woman, there is no way a child can be born. And when this God declared it, even though it was natural impossible, He's talking from a realm superior to the natural. And so the angel came to a virgin and said, you will be with child. Even the virgin did not believe. He said, how shall this thing be? Since I was a child, now I'm grown up. I've never seen a virgin give birth. I myself was born of a woman that a man met. How can I give birth without a child? And he said, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you. The power of the Higher shall overshadow you. And someone will be formed on your inside. When God speaks, even if there is no man, a child will come forth. Because He's a God of wonders. And so I came to announce to you tonight, that thing you are going through, they have told you you need a helper. They have told you somebody must help you. They have told you you must go somewhere. I came to tell you tonight, whether men like it or not, there is a God in heaven. And He sent us to announce to you that today your answer comes to your hand. In the name of Jesus. The Bible is an interesting book. It shows us impossibilities that were made possible. And because of this, we are commanded to obey God. We are commanded to worship God. We are commanded to serve God. We are commanded to follow God. Because there is nothing we need that the Lord cannot make available. And so in Psalm 16 verse 4, He said their sorrows shall be multiplied. They are hasting after another God. There are many people in the world today, because they need money, they have gone to bow to an idol. There are many people today, because they need a child, they have gone to strange gods. There are many people today, because they need healing, they have gone to bow to a stone. But the God that created the heavens and the earth, He said their sorrow shall be multiplied. Because there is no answer with stone. There's no answer with an iron. There's no answer with an idol. Only the God of heaven can provide results. The result that prospers. So He said, in case you are not aware, and you have pursued an idol, this is the verdict of the spirit realm. Their sorrow shall be multiplied. Why do we preach the gospel? Because we came to inform the world that what they are pursuing, abundance of it is already in God. Because in John 3:16, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but should have eternal life. He should have eternal life. And in Romans 8:32, he said, if God did not withhold his only Son but freely give him for us, he said, how shall he not with him give us every other thing? We preach the gospel because we came to tell you that whatever it is you are pursuing, there is a verdict already that it will result in multiplication of sorrow. But if you come to God and accept his Son as your Lord, he will not only give you life, he will give you all things that pertain to life. In John 10:10, he said, the devil cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He said, but I am come that you may have life, and life to the abundant. Let me tell you something quickly, brothers. When the devil wants to kill you, he doesn't appear with two horns. He has a very subtle strategy. So he will come to you like a genuine helper and tell you this business you are doing. You have struggled for 10 years. Why not add this and this to this business? There is a river down the line. There's a river at the end of the village. If you go there by 12 midnight, you will meet somebody. All you need is to take a bath. The moment you take a bath, the business will begin to prosper. All you need is to chew a cola nut. If you chew it, the business will prosper. But the Bible says, the agenda of the devil is not to prosper you. Because before you met him, the one that created all things know him. And he said, before you were born, there was a manifesto in the spirit. You know, when politicians are vying for a position, that's what they call a manifesto. Sometimes they even engage in a debate. And so they will come and tell you, when I am empowered, I'm going to build roads for you. I'm going to give you light. I'm going to give you water. The idea of the manifesto is to lure you, to allow them gain authority over you. How many of you know what politicians do when they go into power? They forget about the road. They forget about the light. They forget about the water. The devil is worse than a politician. And I am not saying every politician is bad. There are some God-fearing politicians, and they are rising from the church. But I'm telling us tonight that the wicked politicians that you call wicked, the devil is worse than them. So when he comes to tell you he wants to prosper your business, the word of the Lord made us to understand that before he came to you, there was a manifesto in the spirit. And in this manifesto of the spirit, every spirit was declaring what he will do when he goes to men. The reason is because we were not there when the world was created, but the angels were there. And some angels are now falling, and they have become wicked devils. Now, before man was created, before the earth was recreated, every spirit had a manifesto. There are some spirits that said they will help men. Those ones are angels of God. And so God sent them to help men. When Jesus was fasting for 40 days and 40 nights, the Bible said angels came and helped him. when he was in Gethsemane.
He
said, angels came and helped him. But there are other spirits that also did their manifesto. So in that general assembly, when the devil did his manifesto, he said, when I go to men, I will only kill, I will only steal, I will only destroy. So if you are here tonight and you think the devil does well, it's a lie. That's why when he wants to lead you into fornication, it looks as if it's a wonderful feeling. After the fornication, you now discover there's HIV in the bloodstream. He didn't tell you that HIV will be transmitted. After the fornication, suddenly you get pregnant out of wedlock, and then he inspires you to go to a doctor. He inspires somebody to give you money, and you collect the money. You say, this person is nice. The person that gave you money for abortion is not nice. He's an agent of the devil. When you eventually go for the abortion, before the abortion, he will make the doctor to be drunk the night before. And the doctor will come to the theater with hangover. And then you think this is an expert. When the abortion is concluded, the doctor looks at you and goes like this. He said, we are very sorry. We did our best. But while the operation was going on, we could not save your fallopian tube. So we have to cut off your womb. And then for the rest of your life, you now discover you are without a womb. Sometimes, while the abortion is going on, even the person in question dies. But when it started, it was an excitement that I will have a feeling of pleasure. Feeling of pleasure resulted to sickness. Feeling of pleasure resulted to unwanted pregnancy. Feeling of pleasure resulted into abortion. Abortion resulted in the loss of a womb. Abortion resulted in death. Because there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, the end of it is death. And the one that shows that way, his name is the devil. And he has deceived a lot of people. But this is the good news tonight. Whatever the devil does, God has the power to change it. That's why he said the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He said, but the devil is not the only one that came. I know you have seen. I know you have consulted demons. But the devil is not the only one that came. There is another one that came. His name is called the Prince of Peace, the Mighty Counselor. The government of this world shall be upon his shoulder. He's called the Light of the World. He's called the one that sets my feet on darkness. And he said, I am come that you may have life. And he didn't just say you will have life. He said you have abundant life. So I came to decree to you tonight, whatever the devil stole from you, whatever you lost because of the devil, by the authority of the risen Christ, the Son of the living God, you will receive a thousandfold. If you believe that, shout amen. Shout hallelujah. I tell you a story. I shared it with them yesterday. The Bible said there was a woman with the issue of blood. And he said three things about this woman. Number one, he said the woman had spent all her money. You know what that means? She has done everything there is to do to succeed. Number two, the Bible said that the woman could not be healed. The woman could not be healed. In fact, she had a stigma.
church.
People didn't call her by her surname. They called her as the woman with the issue of blood. Have you seen somebody who is so down that they now use their circumstance to define them? This is the situation we are looking at tonight. But the Bible said in that condition, she said to herself, I have heard about this Jesus, the Son of the living God. And I was told, no one ever went to him, that he sent back empty handed. I know I have tried my best. I have gone to doctors. The doctors have tried their best. I know they told me I cannot be healed. Why not I try this Jesus? And the Bible says, she said to herself, I will rise up. I don't even need him to talk to me. If I can only but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. You know what that means? That means God has more than enough. You determine how you receive your own. Somebody can call upon his name. Somebody can touch his garment. Somebody can dance his way. So long as you believe, you can be made whole now. Because weeping may endure for the night. He said, joy comes in the morning. He said, our light affliction are but for a moment. They work for us an exceeding weight of glory. He said, but for that to happen, we will not look at the things that are seen. We will look at the things that are unseen. I know your health is failing. I know your business is failing. I know your job is failing. But if you will look away from your business and look up to Jesus tonight, the power that raised him from the dead, the same power will make you whole. I am prophesying to someone now. You are in the pit right now, but in the name of Jesus, come out. You are in a crisis right now, but in the name of Jesus, your deliverance is now. If you believe that, shout the loudest hallelujah. This same Jesus, in John chapter 11, the Bible says, they said to him, and they said, your friend Lazarus is sick. And he looked as if he didn't care. After 2 days, they came to him and said, Lazarus is dead. But you know, if he's the God of all possibilities, it doesn't matter if the person is sick or dead. The same power that heals the sick, the same power that raised the dead. And when men think it's worse, in the realm of God, is more glorious. So God is not moved by the size of your challenge. So when they heard that Lazarus was dead, he said, this is the time for glory. If he was sick and I went there, they'll say, maybe it's the help they gave him last week. But now that he's dead, men have given up. God will show up now. And he said to his friends, he said, Lazarus is asleep. Let's go and wake him up. How can you call death sleep? If you are a God, anything you call it, that's what it is. And when he showed up, the sisters ran to him and wept. If you were here, our brother would not have died. If you were here, our brother would not have died. And Jesus looked unto her majestically. And he said, I'm not moved by death. I am the resurrection and the life. If you believe in me, you will not die. And even if you were dead, you will live again. And the woman said something, which some of you are saying tonight. You say, I know that at the resurrection she will rise again. There is somebody here that God is saying, your miracle is now. And you are saying, next week it will happen. You are saying, next month it will happen. Jesus said, no. I am not talking about the day of resurrection. I am talking about the resurrection himself. I have come here now. And he said, your brother will live. But Jesus gave us a code. In verse 40, John chapter 11, it says, thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. And so the question tonight is, do you believe? The moment Martha said, Lord, I believe. Jesus said, where did they keep him? The son is in the tomb. He has been there for 4 days. By now he should be stinking. And Jesus said, roll the stone away. And he stood there. And he said, I thank you, O Father, because you always hear me. There is no such thing as it happened yesterday, it won't happen today. It happens every day because you always hear me. And when he finished, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, him that was dead came back to life. I don't know what that your death situation is, but tonight I call it by name. And I say, come forth. I say, come forth. I say, come forth. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Whatever it is that have died, I call it by name. I say, come forth. Somebody give the Lord a shout. Because the Bible said in John chapter 1 verse 1, it said in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, the God that created the heavens and the earth. I came to name him before you. His name is Jesus. And so if you will believe him tonight, you will see a glory you have never seen. I know you have struggled. You are not the first. The Bible said the woman with the issue spent all her money, and she was not getting better. But this is our consolation, that God that dwells in heaven became flesh and dwelt amongst us. And when he was to leave, he said, this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. In my name they will speak in new tongues. Even if they drink any deadly thing, he said, it shall by no means hurt them. He said, they will step upon scorpions and serpents. It shall by no means hurt them. And he said, even if they lay their hands on the sick shall recover. That means sickness has no power over us anymore. Because the name of the Lord is a strong power. The righteous runneth therein, and they are saved. This is my counsel to you tonight. Forget about your struggle. Forget about how long it has been. All you need to do is believe tonight. And this is how you believe. You say, my time is now. My miracle is now. I receive it now. I take it now. Nothing can take it from me. Like blind Bartimaeus, you will shout tonight and say, I take my healing. I take my breakthrough. I take my promotion. Are you ready to receive your healing? Wherever you are, whether you are lying or on ground, jump up to your feet
and begin to shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Come on, come on, come on.
Healed already.
The Bible said in Psalm 107 verse 20,
it said he sent his word. The word healed them and delivered them from all their affliction. I was in Yola in Adamawa State. Before I started preaching, I mounted the podium and I released the word of the Lord. Before I ever prayed, there was a young man with bandage on his leg. The bone was broken. He had two crutches. The moment I stepped in, the guy threw the crutches away and began to run helter skelter. He scattered the service because he sent his word and his word healed them. I attended a miracle service. I was talking like this and sharing the word of the Lord. And there was an old man that had a crutch. He was visibly walking in pain. While the word was going on, he became charged. And before we prayed, he dropped the stick and he began to walk. And as he was walking, the pain began to go. Because every time a man put his face to work, every time a man put his face to work, he challenges the integrity of God. Because when God sees faith, it becomes impossible for God not to act. He said, without faith, it's impossible to please God. That means with faith, God is not just pleased. God is manipulated to act. You want to put your faith to work tonight? I'm about to speak the word in your direction. You may have growth in your body. You may be deaf on your ear. You may be blind on your eyes. There may be pains all over your body. You may be suffering under affliction. But at the instance of the word, there will be a total transformation. There will be a total deliverance. Are you ready to receive your word? Are you ready to receive your word? Lift your hands toward heaven. Lift your hands toward heaven. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I command every demon manipulating your life, manipulating your business, manipulating your body, now in the name of Jesus, be bound. Be bound. Blinding demons, deafening demons, pain causing demons, bone causing conditions, blood causing demons, causing infections and infirmities, in the name of Jesus, be bound. Come out of your body. Come out of your body. Come out of your body. I command demons frustrating your businesses. Your hold is broken. Your hold is broken. I command demons frustrating them to walk and see. In the name of Jesus, be bound. Be bound. Come out of your bodies. Come out of your circumstances. Now, eyes that couldn't see, begin to see. Ears that couldn't hear, begin to hear. Bones that were broken, be healed in the name of Jesus. I command growth vanish. Heart conditions, be healed. Heart conditions, be healed. Liver conditions, kidney conditions, be healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every pain in the body, get out of their bodies. Get out of their bodies. Receive your healing now. Receive your breakthrough now. Receive your recovery now. Receive your restoration now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Somebody give the Lord a shout.
last night.
We just gave the word like this.
I just put Yokulana. A man struggling with
body arthritis.
He
could not as much as clap his hand or walk with his feet. But according to the word of the Lord, every arthritis pain left. We saw here last night a woman with a stiffened bone. She couldn't even bend. The bones were healed immediately. I don't care whatever you came with. Now, in the name of Jesus, receive your answers. Receive your answers. Take it now. In the name of Jesus. Hear me. Before I take testimonies, usually, as an act of faith, I get people to sing and dance. Because we are not hoping that God will touch you. We know, like we know our name, that you are already touched. Growth will leave people's bodies. Bone conditions will be healed. People with partial blindness, complete blindness will be healed. In the name of the Lord. I was in Mubi in Adamawa State. A woman in her late 70s, completely blind. She could not even hear English. And there was no interpretation. She didn't know what I said cognitively. But she responded to the power. Eyes open. And she saw immediately. Whatever it is holding you bound, as we begin to dance, the property of the devil will follow. And you will hear that which God has given you. Are you ready to dance to your breakthrough? Are you ready to dance to your healing? Who is taking us there?
Somebody say! Jehovah! Jehovah!
Hear this.
Hear this.
Check your bodies. Check your bodies. If you couldn't walk, stand up. This is your time. If you have noticed the healing, something has happened somewhere in your body. Something left you. A pain is gone. Ears can hear. Eyes can see. A growth is vanished. You couldn't talk, now you can talk. Something has happened to you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Something has happened to you and you don't want to keep it to yourself. You want to shame the devil and glorify God. Wherever you are, can you lift your hands and wave at me? Something has happened to you. Come on, move to the front now. Move to the front now and shame the devil with your miracle. You have noticed the change. Come forward quickly. Give me a song. I said, those of you who have been healed, now wave your hand. Come forward and dance here. And testify to the Lord. So come on now, come on. You wave your hand, you have noticed the change. Come forward. With your ears, something wrong with your eyes. You had a growth on your body, you checked it, it's no longer there. Come forward now so that we can testify to the glory of God. Come forward now. This is your time. March from wherever you are. Come and give glory to God. Your testimony is what gives glory to the Lord. You have pains on your chest. You couldn't swallow. Now the pain is gone. The Lord signifies to me there is somebody with pain on the chest. That pain is not there anymore. Check it. Check it. It's gone. Run to the front. Come to the front now. I hear again in the spirit. You are a lady. You had issues with your blood flow. Your menstrual cycle has been attacked for years. But as we speak now, the Lord has touched you. And that irregularity is corrected. The flow of blood has stopped. You are healed in the name of Jesus. You come out now and testify. Toward the left here, I hear in the spirit. There's somebody with a bone condition, neck, the back of your neck. There's been like a fracture on the back of your neck. You cannot literally turn your head. In fact, when you lie down, it looks as if the neck is about to break. There's a serious pain at the back of your neck. That bone condition has been rectified. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Toward the light at the back there, I see someone that is having blurry vision. You can't see distant objects. And then your vision is casted from time to time. Your vision is casted. The Lord wipes your face now. Your eyes are healed. If you are there, run to the front now. Healings taking place by the Spirit. While they are about taking the testimonies, can you lift your hands toward heaven? Because the fire of God is about to fall on prophecy. Because some of you didn't come to be healed. You came to touch a grace. You came to receive a mantle. You came to connect to a dimension. Towards my left hand side, I see a fire resting on few young people. Wherever you are now, I speak as I'm sent. Take that fire. Take that fire. Take that fire. And the fire spread around this place. Ushers, wherever they are, I release the fire of the Holy Ghost. Now take that fire. Wherever you are, what we do here, you will do the same. You came to receive an impartation. And so I call you forth by the Spirit. Wherever you are, take that impartation. Take that impartation. Healings are taking place, and God is touching people. Your breakthrough is now. Your breakthrough is now. In the name of Jesus, receive that grace. Receive that grace. Yes, Pastor Victor, talk to me. What happened there? Focused. While they are testifying, God will be touching others.
Praise the Lord.
My God.
Sir,
I just heard now in the spirit. Towards my left there is someone that is suffering from sterility. You are sterile. Something went wrong with your reproductive organ. Now, in the name of Jesus, except we are not sent to this place. Take your healing now. Right now, receive your healing. In the name of Jesus. Talk to me, sir.
Sir, our sister here came here with serious pain in her breast.
A pain in your breast?
Yes. At the instant of the word.
Yes.
She says she felt something jumped out. And now she can't
something
face the pain.
Something jumped out of her breast.
Yes, sir.
And instantly the pain is gone.
Forever.
Come on, can you give the Lord a shout?
Our sister here came here with excruciating pain in her left arm. She says she couldn't lift this arm.
You couldn't lift
pain
up your hands
without feeling intense pain.
But right now, what happened?
Right now, she lifted.
Come on, give the Lord the shout.
She was instantly healed.
Can you give me a song here?
Apostle, sir.
Yes, please.
This is Sister Victoria. She has been suffering from severe waist pain that have lasted for 12 years.
12 years? Severe waist pain.
It was so serious that she couldn't bend or turn.
You could not bend or turn.
She has been dancing and jumping and
and everything checks back to Hades.
Hallelujah.
Come on, give the Lord a shout.
Holy, that's about holy, na na, holy, na. Holy, that's about Shabbat, 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 Holy, that's about Shabbat, 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 Holy, that's about Shabbat, 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 Holy, that's about.
Anyone struggling with any pain or bone condition, in the name of Jesus, right now, take your healing. I command bones be healed. In the name of Jesus. Talk to me, brother.
Sir, our brother here came here with a serious back pain. Pain at the back here and also at the chest. But at the instant of the war, that pain has been checked back to hell.
Come on, give the Lord a shout.
He said he saw you for dream last week, in his dream last week. And you told him to come here, and he came. And God healed him of chronic ulcer pain.
Chronic ulcer pain healed. Glory to God.
The same case here, ulcer pain healed.
Ulcer pain dealt with in the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This young man said he has been under a series of attacks. That every night, whenever darkness is coming, look as if there are pins all over his body.
As if there are pins every time there is darkness.
Yes.
What happened now?
That the moment he entered here and he began to dance, that all the pins and every pain disappeared.
That means he was feeling the pain while he came here.
Yes, sir.
But that affliction goes back to hell.
Amen.
Give the Lord a shout.
Apostle, sir.
Yes, please.
This mama says she has been suffering from serious waist pain. She dragged herself here.
She dragged herself here.
It was so serious that she couldn't bend down to wash plate as well.
She couldn't bend down to wash.
Right now, the pain is no more.
Everything gone to the glory of God. Give the Lord a shout. Yes, take that one, then we go forward.
Apostle.
Yes, please.
He said after the encounter he had last night, he was the one that came from Lagos. After the encounter he had last night, he went to sleep and it was as if all hell were loose against him. That after attack in the night, throughout today, he didn't get himself. But as soon as he entered here and the program began, he began to dance. Everything that was wrong with him checked out
those
of him.
Those chains were broken in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big shout. Now lift your hands toward heaven quickly. There are about 12 of you here that the Lord wants to anoint you for wealth. Your businesses and your income have been struggling. The Lord is not only healing bodies, He's also healing circumstances. And so whatever it is that have attacked your resources, now those powers begin to break. Those powers begin to break. Those powers begin to break. As you return from here, I decree breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. I decree breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. Doors open. Doors open. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive your breakthrough now.
Amen.
Receive your breakthrough now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. One last thing before we leave here tonight. The greatest miracle is a miracle of a transformed life. The Bible said their sorrows are multiplied, they are hastening after other gods. You are here tonight. You have not called Jesus the Lord of your life. You are here tonight, and you are not sure of your relationship with God. You have become so serious and with business that your relationship with God is dying. And you want to say, Lord, I want to restore my relationship. I want to rededicate myself to you. I want you to be the Lord of my life. My business is not my God. I want to have a vital and vibrant relationship with you. In the next 2 minutes before we leave here, I want you to make your way to the front and submit your life to the Master. Don't wait for tomorrow. Come forward now and tell the Lord, Jesus, you are the Lord of my life. My relationship with you have suffered. I cry for restoration. If the trumpet sound now, I'm not sure where I'm going to. And so I want to straighten my relationship with you. I have fallen to weaknesses. I have fallen to shortcomings. I have fallen to a lot of things. Jesus, save my soul. Jesus, I submit to you. Jesus, I call you Lord. Make your way to the front now. Very quickly, don't wait for your neighbor. You came to this world alone, and you will go alone. You came to this world alone, and you will go alone. So run and make your way straight to the Lord. I don't know what it is you are doing. I don't know what it is you are involving. But Jesus calls you tonight. Come on, come upon. Come to the altar. Submit to Jesus. The time is now. Today is the day of salvation. Usually demons come to people and tell them there is another day. Tonight is the night. Every force holding your back, because I know in my spirit there are some of you still out there, I break those forces. That voice deceiving you to sit down and not to make your way right with God, I break those strongholds. And so one more time, the invitation is open to you. The invitation is open to you. You want to say, Jesus, become the Lord of my life. We came because of you. You still can walk out now through the eye. I'm not ashamed. I call him Lord. Come forward and rededicate yourself to the Lord. Come and hold on to the horns of the altar. Say, dear Heavenly Father, I submit my life to you today. I come to you as a sinner. Lord, I come to you tonight according to your word. You say, everyone that comes to you, you shall not cast away. And so, Lord, I believe with my heart that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe in my heart that He died for my sins. I confess with my mouth that Jesus, the Son of the living God, rose from the dead for my justification. I decree tonight, as I confess this day, I belong to God. Thank you, Father, for receiving me tonight. I receive eternal life into my spirit. From today, I am born again. Thank you, Father. I belong to the family of God. I submit completely to God from today. So let it be written. So let it be established. In Jesus' precious name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree concerning this one, because they have made this public proclamation, they will not fall away. They will not go back to the world. The devil will not snatch them. These ones will live to the fullness of your glory. They will fulfill their destinies. Their lives will bring glory to you. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Spirit, congratulations. If you have made this confession and be prayed for tonight, I want you to go to my right. There are some counselors there that will take your name down. We want to pray over those names, that the Lord will preserve you, that you will not fall away again. And we want to follow upon you and ensure that you are standing. Those who are online following, you submitted your life to Jesus. You made this confession. You can also forward your name. We will keep praying for you until you fulfill your destiny in God. So please follow them to the right. They will take your names, take your details, and they will intercede for you. The rest of you sitting, rise up and lift your hands towards them. Go ahead and make decrees concerning your life. He said the Lord confirmed the word of his servant. He performed the counsel of his messenger. Whatever you want to see, go ahead and speak it forth now. Go ahead and speak it forth now. Go ahead and speak it forth now. And we will seal it by the Spirit. We will seal it by the Spirit. Go ahead and speak it forth now. Go ahead and decree it now. You have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, to an innumerable company of angels. You have come to Mount Zion. Here there is deliverance.
Here there is holiness. Go ahead and decree what you want to see. Father, in the name of Jesus, I stretch arms over your children and I decree concerning them, they are preserved. No force in this land can take them. I decree concerning the righteous works of their hands, they are commanded to prosper. As they depart from here, they do not depart from your presence. Your presence goes with them. Your hand is upon them. Your face shine on them. Your countenance is lifted over them. Your name is named upon them. You are a seal over them. Even their families are preserved. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go forward and prosper. So let it be written. So let it be established. In Jesus' precious name. You are excited for what the Lord has done tonight? Go ahead and give the Lord a shout.
Listen to the following announcement. Tomorrow is the grand finale of this crusade, and Jesus doing mighty things here tomorrow. Please, tomorrow don't come alone. And those of us that have come out publicly to acknowledge the lordship of Jesus over our life, please be here in the morning tomorrow by 10 a.m. The counselors will have enough time to pray with you and to show you some of the things that you need to know that will help you to stand even on this journey that you have decided to embark on. And also, why come in tomorrow by 5 p.m. tomorrow? Don't come alone. Please come with someone. Come with someone that you know is afflicted. Anybody you know that is sick, Jesus is going to be healing them. And if you are someone you want to be on fire for God, tomorrow will be fire night. Please come. I assure you that Jesus is going to light your altar again. In the name of Jesus, lift up your hands as we share the grace of the fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Shalom. See you tomorrow. God bless you.